Over the course of a turbulent year, managing the effects of COVID-19 has been the main priority for many financial service firms, but climate change has unfortunately not come to a standstill. According to a recent UN report, the gap between where greenhouse gas emissions are going and where they need to be is now larger than ever. While greenhouse gas emissions are expected to fall by the largest amount on record in 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 lockdowns, this alone is not sufficient to slow the effects of climate change. To make any real impact, action is needed right now. Hi, my name is Ashish Patani and I'm a director at Ashlyn Wood. In today's podcast, we'll be looking at financial services and climate change. For banks, insurers, and other financial service firms, it is not just about meeting a moral responsibility to protect the environment. Climate change also poses a serious, real risk to the sector. Physical events like floods, storms, heat waves, and rising sea levels all have a direct financial impact on banks and insurance firms, for example. Added to that are the risks involved in adjusting to a low carbon economy. As policies change, new technologies emerge, and public sentiment shifts, firms need to be ready to adapt. Earlier this year, the Bank of England's Prudential Regulatory Authority set financial service firms a deadline by the end of 2021 to implement and embed a strategic approach to climate-related risk. In April 2019, the PRA first tasked the firms in the financial service sector with putting together a strategic plan to tackle the risk of climate change. In a supervisory statement, it set out its expectation for those plans, focusing on areas of governance, risk management, scenario analysis, and disclosures. The plans had to be completed by October 2019, but firms were given until the end of 2021 to fully implement them. PRA's Deputy Governor Sam Woods wrote to firms earlier this year telling them that by the deadline, they should be able to demonstrate that they have met the expectations as set out in the supervisory statement as fully as possible. In doing this, you should continue to take a proportionate approach that reflects your institutional exposure to climate-related financial risk and the complexity of its operations, he added. Every firm will have different priorities, but if you're not sure how well your strategy matches up to best practices, the following areas highlighted by the PRA are a good place to start. Governance and understanding risk. In its review of firms' implementation plan, the PRA said their strategic responses need to be clearer and that they need to continue developing tools that inform business decisions. It added that firms should be able to demonstrate an appreciation of the far-reaching breadth and magnitude of climate-related risks. Risk management matrices and processes. The PRA found that matrices and quantifications were the most challenging aspect of assessing climate risk. This is partly because there are some things that we just don't know, and some things which are very hard to predict with the current scientific knowledge. In those cases, the firms have been advised to use reasonable approximations and assumptions to estimate the risk. Data and tools for scenario analysis. The review also found that significant gaps in the firm's capabilities, data and tools exist when it came to scenario analysis. Most have not integrated this with their risk assessment much more widely. Scenario analysis should include both short-term assessment of the firm's exposure to climate risk and a long-term assessment that looks at a range of scenarios. Getting ready for climate disclosures. Finally, the PRA also mentioned that the firm's capabilities of making disclosures on climate-related risk need to be materially improved. With the Financial Conduct Authority also planning to introduce mandatory climate risk reporting by the end of 2022, it's particularly important that firms are ready in time to make these disclosures. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us or would like more information about climate change and financial services, please do visit our website www.ashlynwood.com.